This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. On April 17th, an explosion north of Denver killed two men. Gas leaked from a nearby flow line and into the house they were in. Governor Hickenlooper has since given oil and gas operators around the state 30 days to check thousands of wells and miles of pipeline. To learn more about what this means locally, we turn to Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm. He's been following this story. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Okay, I think we should start with, what is a flow line?
A flow line is a pipe, and maybe it's made of metal, maybe plastic, and it brings the gas and the oil and probably some water out of the well. And so Governor Hickenlooper has ordered oil and gas companies to basically examine their flow lines that are within 1,000 feet of occupied buildings. So basically, before May 30th, oil and gas companies need to go to their well pads that are close to buildings and make sure everything is in order. In other words, that point A on any given flow line goes to point B. And then they have 30 more days to test what's called the integrity of the flow line. So basically checking for leaks and things like that.
So focusing in locally, how many flow lines are there in, say, Garfield County?
We don't know. And we don't know because the state doesn't keep track of this number. I talked to a man named Todd Hartman. He's the communications director at the Department of Natural Resources. He said flow lines aren't something that the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission tracks. The acronym for that is the COGCC. If oil and gas companies do know where their flow lines are, they don't have to share that information publicly. I reached out to URSA Resources, which is a company that operates a little over 450 wells in Garfield and Rio Blanco counties, and they emailed a statement back to me that said, basically, we have maps of our newer flow lines, but we're not going to release them to the public. What we do know is that there are a little over 11,000 active wells in Garfield County, and each of those wells is going to have at least one flow line.
Why doesn't Garfield County know how many flow lines are within 1,000 feet of buildings?
Basically, Garfield County says it's not their job. I just spoke with officials there, and they said the county is not the regulatory agency over oil and gas. That's the state's job. They did, however, confirm that they're providing GIS maps to the oil and gas companies, which will help them identify where flow lines are, especially those that are within 1,000 feet of occupied structures.
Okay. Governor John Hickenlooper has ordered Colorado oil and gas companies to examine any flow lines within 1,000 feet of occupied buildings within the next 30 days. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's reporter Wyatt Orm. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.